All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, back live at it again after what seems like forever. I was away for three shows, and last week things didn't work out well for me, so I wasn't able to make it down. But yeah, I hope you're all enjoying your summer. We've got a great show lined up for you today, chock full of newy gooey goodness. We got all sorts of stuff. I've been sitting on this for weeks now, so I'm very anxious to get it out there. And we're gonna start things off on a rather noisy note. Brand new single by Regina's Blue Youth was released probably a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, something like that. Anyways, it's new to us, it's new to me, and it's new all around. They I don't know if it's getting a physical release. Probably, I hope so. Everything's better physically, isn't it? I believe it's being put out again by Grind Central Records. We're going to follow that up with another new track by The Pretzels. These guys just keep churning them out, which I am not going to complain about that at all. And Metz, we'll throw in some Metz there. They got a brand new album out. It's a compilation of their earlier singles. So we'll hear a track from that. But first off here, this is Blue Youth out of Regina on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Let's go. Soak up the cinema this summer at the Gimli Film Festival. Join us for critical, engaging, and entertaining films from the most promising Manitoban and Canadian filmmakers and an exceptional selection of films and documentaries from around the world. From July 24th through 28th, you can take in over 100 films in 5 days in Gimli, Manitoba, just 40 minutes north of Winnipeg. Passes are on sale now. Check out GimliFilm.com or follow us at Gimli Film.
All right, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard, before that commercial, Metz out of Toronto with a track from their brand new album, Automat. I believe that's being put out by Sub Pop Records. Name of the track was Dirty Shirt. Automat is actually a compilation of earlier singles, I guess to make them more accessible to everybody. And yeah, that came off of a single of the same name released 2012, probably by Sub Pop too. We heard the Pretzels before that from Montreal. That was a track called Frontal Lobe, the latest in a string of digital singles they've been putting out, all from the same session they recorded with Steve Albini. Really hoping to see some physical versions of those sometime soon. I did an interview with the singer, Derm Keen, and he had mentioned something, I think, about planning on putting out a series of 7 inches, so that would be awesome. I dig that. And Blue Youth started the set off with Deaf Mode from their single of also of the same name. with B-side Two Faces. Yeah. All right. So what do we got? We're going to play some shoegazer music next. Band out of Cleveland that's piqued my interest recently, called The Pleasure Leftists. Have a new album out called The Gate, being released by Feel It Records. It's very much a post-punk dreamscape type of album. Yeah, it's really good. So we're going to hear a track off that. We're going to hear it. The name of the track's called The Return from The Gate by Pleasure Leftists on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Return, 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 return UM Bisons is your social media hotspot for the herd this season. Follow UM Bisons on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the latest news on Bison varsity athletics. See how a Bison trains with athlete Instagram takeovers. Learn about exciting promotions and contests on our Facebook page. Or get Bison news and video as it happens on Twitter. For all the best in brown and gold, follow UM Bisons on your favorite social media platform. Go Bisons!
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Kindling before that commercial from Massachusetts, from, some small town. It's definitely not Boston. that was a track called Blinding Wave from their album Everywhere Else. Troopa Troopa from Gdansk, Poland. With a track called Waiting for Another. That's off their forthcoming album, Of the Sun. That's being released by Sub Pop Records later in September. And we started the set off with Pleasure Leftists with The Return from their album, The Gate. Brand new. Brand new. All right, I just wanted to take a moment of your time here. I'm not sure if you heard, but earlier this morning there was a pretty massive fire in downtown at a warehouse on Jarvis, and the warehouse was being used by local artists and musicians as a jam space and a creative space and storage, whatnot. So a lot of folks are out, a lot of their equipment and years of work, sometimes even lifelong works were lost in that. And just reading here that it looks like the Park Theater is going to be teaming up with the Albert in early August. I think they're looking at Friday, August the 2nd at the Park, and possibly Saturday at the Albert to do some fundraising. So right now they're looking for some bands. So if you're interested, hit up those venues. If not, definitely go out and support that, because a lot of these guys, a lot of these people could sure use the help right now. I'm pretty positive about that. All right, so back to the show here. I recently took a trip to Italy, and I came back with a couple of records, like I usually try to. This one here is a band called the Mojomatics. They're out of Venice. They're a two-piece. They've since broken up, actually. They were more active, I think, in the 2000s. Both members are now in a band called The Spookies. So I'm going to play a track from each of those and follow it up with some more garagey type stuff. So without further ado, this is the Mojomatics. This is off their album Songs for Faraway Lovers on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Here. I'm not wondering why I feel so alone.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard the Bad Beats there out of Vancouver. It's off their latest album. I think it's maybe a couple months old or something like that. Anyways, it's pretty darn new. That was Come Back Home from the album Off the Hook. It features some artwork by local artist Darren Marinick, who's quite known for his garage rock album covers. Bands from all over the world have used his artwork. So the Mono Man before that out of Seattle with a track called Can't Understand. That's from their Skin and Tonic album released by Estrus way back in 94. The Spookies with Please Come Back. And the Mojomatics started the set off with The Last Train from Songs for Faraway Lovers. That was released on Alien Snatch Records out of Germany in 2006. Yeah, that was a good chunk of fuzzy goodness. All right. So what do we got next here? A band out of Edmonton was recently, I believe they were at the Albert a couple weekends ago, called Bad Buddy. They have an EP out called The Sneaky Peaky. I love that. The Sneaky Peaky. It's I'm assuming it's like a preview of a full length that's yet to come out. So we're going to hear a track from that, followed up by another Edmonton band called The Switches that when I first heard Bad Buddy, I was convinced that they shared members with The Switches. But alas, it was not so. But, you know, I bet you they're friends. And we're going to finish the set off with a track from Locals, The Sorrells. They got a new 7-inch coming out on Retta Records. We're going to hear a track off that. But first, here's Bad Buddy on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Yahoo! That was the Sorrells featuring the Triple J threat of J-Rod, Jen, and Jill. Seasoned veterans of the local scene. That was Schoolgirl Blues off their upcoming 7-inch being released by Retta Records. The Switches before that with Take Back from their Split Tenders split album with Planet Creature. And Bad Buddy started the set off with Hunters from the Sneaky Peaky. I'll never get tired of saying that. All right, so I'm going to finish things off here with some blues, country, whatever. What do you want to call it? Jimbo Mathis from the Squirrel Nut Zippers put out a kind of a solo album, I guess. It's called Jimbo Mathis and the Tri-State Coalition. So I guess it's not really a solo album because it's more of a coalition. It's called White Buffalo. We'll hear the title track off that. It was released by Fat Possum. J.D. Wilkes from the Shack Shakers. We'll hear a track from his solo album, Fire Dream. Speaking of which, Shack Shakers have a new album coming out. Or I think they're recording it right now, so I don't know when it's coming out. Hopefully we'll have enough time to finish off with Cedric Burnside, the grandson of R.L. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. Here we go. Jimbo Mathis and the Tri-State Coalition on Assorted Hour. Yeah. 101.5 UMFM.
Go. place to sleep. There's a pillow for your head on the sheet in the bed, cause I need me a girl for the end of the world. Love in the Idaho, love in the Idaho, love. Occurs a cloud of bats, a bed of worms, and a mischief of rats. The howling hounds and the siren sounds, the every little horn are spinning round and round. Let it be said, the bed is shed and the shed inside.